Okay. I don't have a song right now, so I'm going to sing like an idiot. The weather's great, but I'm inside to sing some stupid song. What's my day like? I'm gonna go for brunch with somebody that won't shut up and probably go to a class. I can go on, I guess. How's going? Today is February the 17th. Yoppa and Austin, Texas. Roasting 82 Fahrenheit. Not Celsius yet, but we're going there. It's gonna be freaking hot. And it seriously feels like... feels like fucking heaven, and it shouldn't be. It should feel like Earth. We don't want to go to heaven yet, do we? Anyway, been busy doing. I have no idea what. I have this vague notion of what a job should be, and that's definitely not what I've been doing. I don't know whose fault is that. I used to have a job, but now I'm not sure what is job and what is being a robot and what is being human and what's being a full-blooded alien. what else? Yes, studying acting, and all those bitches at UT directors. Classes, they won't want me. They don't want me. Okay, no, sorry. What I mean is, like, you're talented and fabulous people. And I'm still waiting for the chance to get to know you better. Anyway, and classes. And what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm taking classes for all kind of shit. I took just one evening is a sexy dance in stiletto, and my stiletto, which is my backup work skunk shoe from whatever brand, I don't even know. It's a good brand because I bought it, so it has to be fabulous, right? But it was too big, so as I was doing those sexy up and down grinding and then whip my leg over to have something to show, and my stiletto working skunk shoe just went sailing. Yes, in front of camera, and I was scrambling after it very sensually, I hope. That was fun though. I think the music is called Lostick, and I tried to Google it, no fucking luck. I don't know how many songs and albums and any other piece of information that's titled Farstick. That's just mind-boggling. Farstick. I don't even know what the fuck is Farstick. Is that one that you poke the fire with, or is the one that start a fire with? Anyway, yeah, new fucking things. And if I say fuck too many times, it just means I'm fucking excited. That's all. I don't hate anybody. Don't hate anybody or myself, not remotely, nope. What else? Yeah, I think, I don't know, there's just so many opportunities out there. It opened my eyes, opened wide. There's, I don't know, it's kind of interesting, it's parallel. I mean, I didn't notice it while I was having a full-time job. How many stuff is going on in the society, everyday life, and it's just really, well, one thing is hard to keep track of, the other thing is how to apply yourself, and it's, let's just say there's a plenty of opportunities if you know how to manage it. That's the big thing, how to I mean, my brain switched to the Simpson episode last night about gig economy, and it's in that episode, Lisa was telling Bart that what you're learning pushing the buttons and picking avocados is for a robot, like maybe 1 month from now, and you're gonna be obsolete. And I was thinking, I'm trying to go the opposite of that, and everybody so replaceable, and I'm saying the 99.99999% of the people on the bottom, they are cheap because they are interchangeable. You know, one person can do the job of minimum consequences just as well as the next person in line that's willing to do it for far less and work much harder, you know. Maybe that's why the society wants young people, because young people lack experience and they have more energy, and they can just work harder, you know, and not negotiate wiser. But that not goes for everybody. But what I'm saying is, we have a surplus of labor, willing labor that was pushed down because they're learning, they studied the skills that's not exactly career making, where you have to use your individuality, your sense of an adventure, your passion, and you end up with a job that's just just sharpening the pencil basically. So that makes me think, yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't have the choice. They have to make their ends meet. And it's still a societal problem. Just people don't care. They don't know. I don't know. Maybe the AI makes it better. Maybe because they're more sensible than a lot of employers. But if I don't think AI will really change too many things or the dynamics of the society. You may compound it before it gets better, but I'm thinking AI, it has to be treated as another, almost a sentient being, like, or a plant, or something that can grow with, not use it as a fence to guard or something to restrain people with. But anyway, that's why I'm like, I'm not really, I should, but everybody should, but I'm not really studying AI because I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking too much of myself. I think maybe I have something else to do before I can dovetail back into the AI. But please. Oh, and I went to Book People. Yay! Hasn't been there for a month or two, and I take pictures of a lot of books I'd like to get. One of them is called A Lab of One's Own. I think it's written by a woman author, and I think I will just borrow it sometime from the library. Okay, I bought a magazine, all right? Magazine and a scarf from Book People. I paid my due. I don't have to buy all the books I want. I don't have the money to. That's what the library is for. Anyway, why am I feeling inadequate? So this book and The Lab of One's Own, I think is very important. And is on top of the other book, A Room of One's Own by Emily, I think. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with fucking names. Yeah, well, never mind. I read the Room of One's Own. Oh wait, who's that lady? Can't remember it when I'm under stress. Oh, Virginia Woolf. Oh, I remember her. Oh man, if you haven't read her novel or essays, you should. That lady can just lay them out like no one else. It's not like skinning a cat. It's more. it's not skinning a cat. It's. Oh god, okay. Never mind, you just go read it. And I'm thinking, yes, you have to fight for your space because as a woman, they just think you're invisible and you should be invisible. They treat you like you're still a child, like be seen, not heard, or, you know. Actually, for women of certain age, they prefer you not to be seen even. So, no, make yourself seen, man. If you love life, love yourself, just go out there and do the thing that push it. Push it. Okay, now there's my voice. Okay, never mind. No voice. Okay, joke time. If you made it this far, it is a joke for you. Do I have a joke? Oh, yeah. So this is one I prepared for my next stand-up in the undisclosed date. So I'm kind of tired of like white people are yellow, you know, jealous of yellow people, which is Asians, because they see us as super successful, get everything sorted out, has a good family structure that supports each other. And I'm here to tell you that I think I know several Asian, even, you know, women of a certain age, they are jealous of white people. Because why? Because, you know, we are trained to be, we're trained to be wives, basically. And American women, they are trained at least as girlfriends. And you have these options to, you know, fuck around. And me as Asian woman, the first time I, you know, did downward facing dog and there's a joke about it, I was like, I do not get it. That was before I got married. And before I got married, I mean, in the sexual department, I was not a living creature, let's just say. So I have to read about all these fucking things, all these literally sexy fucking things. And even though what I heard is not all up to par, this rape, college rape, roofies, and there's killings of like women after rape. Yes, those things exist, and I will hear them every freaking day. But most of you survived, and you survived with a wealth of knowledge that you should not take for granted. I think you should share it. Is it a joke? Oh my fuck. Okay, now it feels like a lecture because I'm fucking tired. But I tell you, this will be a joke at some point. Come to see me. So what I mean is, I, as an Asian woman, I envy your ladies' sexual exploits. Ladies or guys, I mean, you are living to the fullest. I think your sexual freedom is really tied in with your freedom. Don't let it go. If you are miserable, maybe consider trying to open yourself up sexually, because that is a huge hurdle, especially if you're an Asian person. Okay, that's my non-joke, and I need to get out to have lunch with somebody. Chores, man. Okay, have a nice the rest of your life. Ciao.